Hello, Columbus, Chatty, Hoochie Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful Sunday on this Sunday, March the 28th. We had some very strong storms to move through earlier this week that impacted some of our neighbors and friends over in Alabama and North Georgia. So we're just praying that they continue to pull the pieces together there. And those that had family members that were harmed, pray that they have a speedy recovery. Also, you guys need to know this past week, the governor opened up the vaccination site for anyone over 16. You will need an appointment, though. So if you're over 16 in Georgia, you can now go and sign up to get your vaccination, your COVID-19 vaccination. You guys, we really need to continue to watch this. We are beginning to see some rising numbers again in many of our states, particularly in states like Florida and Minnesota and Massachusetts. And, you know, with us bordering Florida, it's usually not long before whatever's going on down there migrates north up to us. And this variant that's really taken off again is the UK variant. There is reason to believe that the vaccine will help fight against the variant, but there are some variants that we know give the vaccine a tough time, but it still helps to have some protection. You certainly need to continue wearing your mask and practice social distancing. I know a lot of folks got spring break coming up and things of that nature. Please be careful when you're traveling. Please be careful with your partying, wherever you may go, whatever you may do. Please, let's just be extremely careful with that as we move forward. I mean, we're getting here at the end of March, going into April, and you guys, you know, we are getting into the heart of severe weather season. And so, you know, the last couple years, we've had some very close calls with tornadoes here in the Chattahoochee Valley area. So we certainly want to make sure that we have our radio, weather radios available, and the batteries are new. You want to make sure that if you use your phone for alerts, that you have the alert system turned up so that you can hear it. You know, we've been having a lot of storms come through here at night recently. And the thing is, night weather can be the most dangerous because a lot of folks are asleep and not really aware of what's happening. So we certainly want to make sure that we are cognizant of that. So as we begin to move through the spring break period, and our kids get ready to wrap up this academic school year and get prepared for the summer, you know, many of us are holding out hopes that enough folks will have been vaccinated that we can have some pretty good summers, that, you know, summer will be great for a lot of us. That's certainly what we're hoping for. So let's continue to keep that hope, and let's continue to support each other where we can. I just want to remind everyone that there are resources here in the community for folks that need them. If you're having a hard time right now, you need some rental assistance, you need utility assistance, please dial 211. And call them over at United Way and let them know what's going on. And hopefully they can connect you with someone who can provide you with some help. As a matter of fact, I'm very excited about the conversation that we have for today. We will be talking with the deputy director of another local organization that has just done amazing work here in the Columbus area for certainly for decades, you know. Here, just helping communities, helping individuals, and I'm not gonna steal that thunder. I'm gonna allow this awesome woman here that we'll be talking to shortly to tell us all about the organization. And if there was certainly anyone qualified to give us this information, it's certainly her. So I am excited to have with me today Miss Melanie Faison, who is the Deputy Director of Neighbor Works here in Columbus, Georgia. How are you doing today, Ms. Faison?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me, Teddy.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Thankful that you are here, especially to talk about the amazing work that you guys are doing in the community and the opportunities for folks, you know, here in Columbus and in East Alabama, you know, that they need to be hearing this so that they can pursue this and certainly seek out you guys' help to help people's dreams come true. And again, I'm trying not to steal your thunder. I'm dancing around here on what we're about to talk about. But Melanie, for those that don't know and those who probably never heard of Neighbor Works, just give us a general rundown of what Neighbor Works is and what do you guys do?
Well, Teddy, that's a loaded question because we're different things to different people. So at our heart, we are a neighborhood revitalization nonprofit. So we go into a neighborhood and we tear down the blight and we rebuild with beautiful new homes. So we are a nonprofit, a home developer and builder. But we also help assist families through homeownership counseling, help you build up your credit, help you with financial management through financial coaching and education. And we also are a lender on top of all that. So you can actually get your loan originated through Neighborhood Columbus as well. So we are a one-stop shop. You can get your counseling, get ready for homeownership, get approved for a loan, and buy a house.
Wow. I mean, that if there was ever, you know, a needed example of one-stop shop, this is certainly it. How would someone start this process? I mean, you know, I know we're currently in the season of COVID, but, you know, other than just coming knocking on the door, how would someone start this process with NeighborWorks?
Well, we have a very robust and user-friendly website. So the best way to start in the COVID environment is to go on nwcolumbus.org. That's our website. Again, nwcolumbus.org. And it's a very well-decorated, user-friendly website. And on the blue tab, it says Begin Your Journey Now. And there you'll put in some information, secured personal information, so we can start vetting and seeing where you are in the process.
So, Ms. Melanie, it's just that simple. That there's a blue button there on your website that says start your journey here, and the client or the potential client will put in some key information to get started. What is some of that information they may need to provide initially?
Initially, name, address, and a phone number, a good email address.
Okay. And then once they put that in, what does that trigger?
That triggers a personal profile, a customer profile, and it sets a task for our intake specialist to reach out to them to get some further information and help them along the way, possibly answer any questions that they may have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then further, it pretty much accesses our down payment programs, our intake process, because what we do is a comprehensive process. Many times people ask and say, well, how long does this program take? And it's really not a program. It's based on your income situation. It's based on your financial situation. So you could very well be ready to get approved for a loan. You may take maybe 6 months to do some work on your credit and some financial budgeting. But that way, we'll have a personal counselor can reach out and get you started on your path to home ownership.
Wow. So that's awesome. So if someone has some challenging credit at this moment, your organization can go in with them and help them with credit counseling to improve their credit to qualify for a loan.
Absolutely. We would love for you guys to follow us on Facebook. We have quite a large following, and we have some great testimonial stories of this couple who built up their credit over 80 points, doing what the counselor instructed them to do, paying off debt, paying their bills on time. And they are just delighted. So we feature their story on our Facebook page.
Wow. Wow. So if someone is coming in looking for a home, what selection do they have? Like, do you guys have blueprints, or do you show them homes that you have built? Can you help them finance a home that they found? How does that part work?
Well, I'm so happy that you asked. Because we are building a brand new development in the throes of building Holly Homes on 4th Avenue. So we have approximately 22 new beautiful 3 or 4 bedroom homes being built right on 4th Avenue, minutes away from Riverwalk and Uptown, in the new Mill District of Columbus, the newest growing community here. And so if they are interested in purchasing one of our homes, we have them listed with realtors, so they are realtors signs in the yard. But you can reach out to Lance Renfro, our developer, and he'll be glad to get you pre-qualified to get you help in any way. So we do have several that are in different stages of being built right now.
So someone who's looking for a home can basically explore the different locations that you guys have homes and do you do like active showings and things of that nature?
Yes, we do. We do have active showings. We actually have a small little showcase in our office with the different cabinet colors and floor colors, carpets that they can select from. So absolutely. They would just need to call to make an appointment and we will get it done. We'd be glad to tour the home.
Wow. So what makes NeighborWorks different than any other organization that may be helping individuals with credit challenges or low income find housing?
Well, I think it's what we talked about earlier, the fact that we are highly trained professional lenders. So we're licensed lenders and we're also nonprofit developers. So we don't just prepare you for part of the process. We start you from start to finish, giving you the financial education and empowering you with the information, not just to become a homeowner, but to maintain homeownership, because becoming a homeowner is the first step. That's the beginning. A lot of people think, well, I come here to become a homeowner, that's the end. No, homeownership is the beginning of a life of preparation, saving, making sure you're making wise financial decisions. So at NeighborWorks, we've been around. We're the only organization within the Chattahoochee Valley that's been around over 20 years that can do just that. That can actually develop the person and build a house for that family.
Now, do you guys actually have neighborhoods in Alabama at this point?
We don't have any neighborhoods. We have some what we call LIHTC development for elderly senior housing, but it's apartments.
Okay. Are there any plans to do housing units in Alabama like you're currently doing in Georgia?
It's all about the partnerships and relationships, private and public funds coming together. We have attempted to do Phoenix City over the course of the years, but it just didn't come together. So we're open.
So you certainly sound like you're not giving up.
No, we're not giving up. It's an untapped market. They have a great need as well to be developed, but you know, it has some challenges in Phoenix City as far as lot availability and land availability and development.
Would there be any hurdles to someone from the East Alabama area coming over to Columbus to go through the process of purchasing a home here?
Oh, absolutely not. We take customers from all over. We actually do down payment assistance with the Federal Home Loan Bank. I'm glad you asked that. So we provide down payment assistance if you chose to purchase in Alabama or if you chose to purchase in Columbus. So we service the whole region. And because we do have our internet presence where you can log on and we can do counseling by the phone, we can help people, you know, as far as they live through telephone counseling and the internet.
You know, I actually really appreciate the fact that NeighborWorks focuses on financial independence. And that's something we don't talk about often or publicly, because, you know, you get to talking about that, folks, you know, think that people are saying, oh, they're broke, or, you know, or they're about to be bankrupt. But there are a lot of folks that are on the surface level. They may look like they're living a very good financial life, but they may be financially strapped. So what is it about financial independence? Why is that so important to NeighborWorks?
It's important because it gives you options. It gives you options for your family. It also gives you an opportunity to be a good example to your children and to be a good citizen in the community. You know, you're absolutely right. What looks on paper like good money, if you're bringing in $100,000 but you're spending $150,000, you're broke. So we teach people to live below their means so that they can be good neighbors, so that they can contribute to the community and be a good example to their children.
Now, I saw in your credentials on the website that, I think if I'm pronouncing this right, you are AERIS, A-E-R-I-S, rated. What is that?
AERIS, tell us, rated.
AERIS rated. Tell us what that is.
So that means that we have pretty much a good a housekeeping seal of approval from a national rater. It says they come in once every 3 years and looks at our financials, looks at how we do business, and says that we're healthy and that we pretty much have the stamp of approval to be a lender, a nonprofit, what we call Community Development Financial Institution, CDFI.
And then that was in combination with your HUD approval as well as your Georgia DCA approval. Talk about those as well.
Yeah, so we've been a HUD-approved counseling agency since 2001. And so what that means is that our counselors are certified. They have taken a test and they have received their housing counseling certification from HUD. So that means that they have been tested in certain curriculums and that they can help people become homeowners, that they're, you know, licensed and professionally trained.
Wow. Wow. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, the credit challenges that some people may have and how you can work internally with them to try to resolve that credit issue. I think the second greatest barrier that I hear people talk about all the time when it comes to actually owning a home is that, you know, they're extremely low income. They don't make enough money, or they can't seem to find the financial resources to own an actual home. What kind of services or assistance do you provide for individuals in that type position?
Well, we do have rental homes, but unfortunately we have a waiting list because we're very good landlords. But what we do tell them is we have something called financial literacy, financial fitness. And so what we encourage people, if they're low income, not necessarily on a fixed income, but they find themselves in a career that's not really growing, we encourage them to look at certificate programs at our local schools, community colleges like Columbus Tech, to increase their skills to grow their income and grow their assets so that they can become a homeowner eventually. So that's part of our overall comprehensive program, is to help people go back to school if that needs to be done for you to get a better career. But we also have options for elderly who have a fixed income. We do have some low-income rental property, but unfortunately that is rented up with a waiting list as well. So, Teddy, what's really happening here in Columbus and all over, really, is there's an affordable housing crisis. Mm. And so we're doing our best to do our part to produce units, but it's just not enough resources to produce enough units for the need. The need is really great out there right now.
So if you're seeing the rental need go up, are we also seeing like foreclosures go up? Like where is this demand coming from all of a sudden?
It seems like it's all of a sudden, but it's been over time. So if you think about the fact that houses have been off the market when people have bought homes and they're not really selling, putting their house back on the market to move up. Remember, we used to tell people, well, your first house is not your last house. It's your beginners, you know, first-time home buyers. We don't see that trend where people are actually selling that house to move up because there's just not enough inventory. Builders are not building enough. And you have younger people who are graduating from college and now they're young adults. And so you have more people than you have housing units, more people in the market in need of housing units than you have. So it's a compounded problem that has been happening really over the last 10 years after the first foreclosure crisis. So we haven't really seen foreclosure activity pick up. That doesn't mean it won't, but that's not the reason. It's really a shortage of inventory.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, that's a different, oh, wow, okay. A shortage of inventory. Well, you know, that doesn't sound like a quick fix. I mean, you know, for developers to come in and start providing the inventory, it takes resources, just like it takes resources for your organization. And oftentimes, you know, these are calculated decisions on, do I feel that this area can sell, or do I think that this area will generate the business to be worthwhile to build like a new subdivision or newer homes? Does it have anything to do with the availability of space? I know we're seeing a lot more building out along, you know, the panhandle of the county, out Highway 80 through Upatore in that area, but that takes you further and further away from the city.
Yeah, absolutely. So Columbus is very quickly becoming landlocked. absolutely running out of space. We're running out of land to develop. So that is a problem. And, you know, we have other issues. We have the cost of lumber and the cost of build, the cost of permits. You know, things are just much more expensive. And builders, like you said, have made a business decision to say we're going to only build at these price points because it makes good business sense. And so that's what makes Neighborhood Columbus so unique, is that we're a nonprofit. So we gather public funds and private funds, putting all kind of pots of money together to make one unit, you know. And so it is a challenge, but it's a great challenge. We need more of what we're doing. But like you said, it is a business decision for the larger builders, and you're looking at an issue of not having enough developable land in Columbus.
You know, it's funny that you bring it up, because last week I was out to lunch with another attorney friend of mine, and this guy stopped to talk to him for a second, and he was talking to him, and they brought up the subject of the house that he was building. And he said, I had to put that on hold. And he was like, why? He was like, well, you know, our plan was to build a house at roughly $92 per square foot. But right now, with the cost of materials, I'm at $200 per square foot, and I can't afford to do that. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, you don't think about the economic impact of the price of material and things of that nature that goes into an entire home, especially during this continued COVID restraint time. You know, things are not quite back to normal. Just because you see a couple people at the grocery store doesn't mean that the economy has opened all the way back up to where folks have bounced back to a comfortable place, and we're not feeling the impact of those financial loss in the prices of material and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's far from being back to normal. And if you throw in any possible storms, you know, we're in a hurricane season. And so if any calamities happen across the country, that always pulls resources, skilled workers. There's a lack of skilled workers. So that will put a demand on supply as well. So, yeah, we're in a very delicate place right now as a country when it comes to housing. And so we're very aware of that. Like you said, the gentleman had to stop, because we started in one neighborhood about 10 years ago at $95 a square foot. Now we're at $120, and we're nonprofit. But we still have to pay the bills and pay our contractors. And so it is terribly expensive, and it doesn't seem like it's going to turn the other way anytime soon. The trend seems like it's getting more and more expensive.
Wow. Well, let's talk about your team over there at NeighborWorks. I know you guys recently built a brand new facility to house your entire operation, and I've seen it as a very nice place. But in addition to the very nice place, you also have an amazing team of individuals there that's very passionate about the work that they do. They're sincere about their willingness and their desire to help the community. Just brag on your team for a second, Melanie.
Yes, they are, you named it, very passionate, highly trained and professional group of people who really care about the work that we do. We are mission driven, and so each person is special to us. Each homeowner, we put a lot of work, you know, people say, are you guys like Habitat, you know, where the sweat equity? No, we put in the sweat equity for our families, and we really fight for the down payment. We fight for the funds, the lending funds, and the ability to build them their dream home. I'll give you an example of one young lady that we built the very first house on 4th Avenue. She worked at Walmart for 20 years, and by the grace of God, we were able to put her in a $160,000 brand new home, and she was a first-generation home buyer.
Wow.
And we worked with that young lady and her daughter and her family for over a year.
Wow. And see, those are the amazing stories that folks love to hear, because, you know, Melanie, there are so many people out there every day that work extremely hard. They work extremely hard, and they don't have much of a say-so on how much their boss will pay them, but they've been dedicated to the job. They've been faithful to their job. You know, they know that job has been key to them providing a quality of life for their family, for their children. And You know, home ownership is just one of those things that really makes a person feels complete and you know, and just I guess accomplished in a way, you know. And so to hear those stories of individuals that worked so hard to get there, finally be able to come home from work, and when they put that key in that door, when they turn that key and open that door, they know that they are opening the door to a place that they can call theirs, that they know that ultimately it will belong to them and be something that they can pass down to other family members or their children, as long as they, you know, maintain it financially and pay it off. And so that has to be very big, Melanie.
It is, absolutely, Teddy. It's quite rewarding. I believe that's probably why I've been there 18 years, just because it is rewarding work. And I tell people we're doing God's work. We really are, because just like you said, people deserve a place that they can call their own. We believe in building assets for families. You know, minority homeownership rates are lower than they've ever been, and we want to turn that. We want to help minorities understand that you can be a homeowner. Don't discount yourself. Don't count yourself out. It may take some work for some families. It may take a year. It may take 2 years, but 2 years is better than never.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, you guys, in a second, I'm going to ask Miss Melanie to give me all of their important contact information again, the website, any possible telephone numbers, any email address that they may have available for the public. But I'm going to give you a second to get your pen and your pad out so that when she gives you that, you can write it down. So, Melanie, why my listeners, those who want to, are trying to find a pen and pad so that they can follow back up with NeighborWorks if it becomes necessary. I guess I just want to ask for you. You know, you've been there 18 years. You have given a significant amount of your life to this organization. I mean, that 18 years can theoretically be looked at from a child being born to graduating high school. That's a long time.
Pretty much. I raised two. I got a 26-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son, so you're absolutely right.
That's a long time. So, you know, you don't be nowhere that long unless you really, really, I guess, appreciate what you're doing. And work is not work for you anymore. It's more of a mission. It's more of your divine responsibility to be there in that space and that time to make these things happen for these people. For you personally, Melanie, what has your job meant to you?
Well, it meant, you know, it's hard to describe what I do because we're so dynamic. And even with my family, they say, you know, some people say, well, she's a real estate agent. No, actually, I'm not. And so my son, when he was 8 years old, he described it best. He said, my mommy helps good people find good homes. And I believe that's just what you said. It's my calling, helping people have that moment where they say, I can, you know, even though many people have told me no. The door's been slammed in my face many times, but this organization has told me yes, has given me the faith and the hope to believe in a better future for me and my children.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, so give us that contact information. I hope you guys have the pen and pads ready. Melanie, can you give us the website again, please?
Sure, absolutely. So it's nwcolumbus.org, nwcolumbus.org. And the best way to reach us is call our main line, 706-324-HOME, or 706-324-2663.
All right, and that website again was www.nwcolumbus.org?
Yes.
.org. You guys got that. There, don't forget about that blue button. If you've been thinking about it, you need some help along the way. If home ownership sounds frightening to you because you're just so afraid of what may happen or what you may see or what you may encounter or the way people may treat you, just remember that Neighborhood Work is a one-stop shop. You got the people right there, just like Miss Melanie on the phone today. You've heard her passion. They're willing to hold your hand and walk you through this process. Thank you so much, Melanie, for your time today. Thank you for what you do for our community. Thank you for your many, 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 many years of dedication to, as your son said, helping good people find good homes.
All right. Thank you, Teddy.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We look forward to speaking with you next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.